Yes, good morning, it's 7:25. And now, some Christians feel they're being mocked in the workplace and have to hide their religious beliefs from colleagues who assume that they're bigots, according to a new report from the Equality and Human Rights Commission. They spoke to 2,500 adults from different religious backgrounds and found that many Christians felt that religion was losing its place in the workplace and in society. Richard Page is a practicing Christian, was suspended from his work as a magistrate last year in Kent after telling colleagues he believed it was in a child's best interests to be raised by a mother and a father, not a gay couple, and has since been reinstated as a magistrate after attending a course on equality. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We'll find, that course on equality sounds interesting. We'll find out about that in just a second.
Yeah.
I know you're being backed by the a group not without controversy, Christian Concern, and Andrea Williams, evangelical group. But listen, tell us what happened.
Well, I was in this court case, and obviously it's confidential as the detail of it. But it was the fact that the proposal was that a baby should be adopted by a gay couple, and my position as a magistrate is that I have to do the best for the child, and according to my way of looking at the world, that what is best for a child is a mother and a father, because that is normal. After all, that's how babies are procured in this world, in the sense that's how they come, is by a man and a woman, and that's the normal way, and therefore that is what I feel in the Christian background is what a family should be.
Yeah, now that's your view, but the Judicial Conduct Investigations Office say you were influenced by your religious beliefs, not by evidence. It was a major study done in Oxford a few years ago saying that outcomes for children adopted by gay couples in the face of prejudice is in fact better because they are extra special motivated to do that. So some might say you're not basing it on modern evidence, you're basing it on a moral screed written by men from 3,000 years ago.
Well, I would say as a Christian, of course, is that it comes from God who created us. So I mean, if you're going to go into it, looking at that point of view, that's how I would see it. He created us, and what he created is the best, and that's what he's wanting the best for us.
Mm. We're not always very good, though, are we? Listen, tell us about this equality course you were sent on. It must have been rather grudgingly. What did you learn?
Well, it's normal. I mean, you go through that in your training anyway, but it is the fact of treating people equally, and whether it's through gender, sexual orientation, or religion, even. I mean, it's there in the equality. It has that as well. But in the way, in there's a hierarchy in the English law, as I understand it, that puts sexual orientation higher than your religious views.
Mm. But you see, if the problem is there are many people with beliefs of every hue, of every shade, of every sincerity, and some might even say eccentricity, and can we really get into a situation that people can take those beliefs, some which will be anathema to your good self, and apply those in a professional manner in the workplace? Therein surely lies chaos and madness.
But also, well, what's the option?
Applying by research, looking at research, looking at best practice, looking at the law, and looking at actual outcomes for children who are raised by gay parents. I mean, a lot of people would have said the word you said earlier on, a lot of people listening might have obviously agreed with you, but many would have found it offensive when you said normal.
Well, that's true, but again, going on to the research, there is far more research that say that a man and a woman is better as parents than the other research. The other research actually has not been, so far as I know, has not been peer group reviewed and done all, and it's only a very small piece of research.
So far as you know, quite a hostage to fortune, isn't it? That phrase. Where is the research? Can you point us to research?
I haven't got the detail, no.
Well, we're going to speak to a humanist in the next hour who says the study's been slightly skewed by responses from evangelical Christians. I mean, you believe in the Bible as the literal word of God, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you believe in, you know, Noah's Ark and Adam and Eve?
Depends on exactly what you mean by literal. I mean, that's that is a...
Do you think Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt?
Well, something happened, yes.
Right, okay. Yeah. So they're saying that this has been skewed by evangelical Christians. We're going to speak to the humanists later on. Hmm. Hopefully something will happen then, but no pillars of salt. What would you say to them? They say this is just persecution complex.
Well, I would say exactly the same, that for Christians are being persecuted in that sense as well. So, and it is a matter of, you know, the freedom, having a freedom of speech, but taking account of other people's views.
Thank you so much, Richard. As Richard Page, who was suspended from his work as a magistrate in Kent last year.